Now we are at the Pacifica National Board Report. I have four members here, I believe. So why don't y'all start 3 minutes, well, 4 minutes each. Start with the junior. Oh, she's gone.
She's coming back.
The senior. That leaves Bill and who else? Wesley. So Wesley, I think you're probably the most junior now.
How's the lawsuit going?
I'm going to start with him. He probably has less to say than
what? Yeah, I probably do have less to say. I would like to know where the suit is going, though. We're still waiting patiently. Still waiting patiently for managers to cooperate with the chief financial officer. And I don't know. We're playing a waiting game. I don't see that we're, handling things as best we can, but we can't make, how can we make people give, how do we make them, people pay their central services? I mean, how do you do that? We're working on it. That's all I can tell you. That's my report.
Okay, Bill, it's on you.
Okay, well, did everybody get the little report I sent out? I emailed it yesterday, and I passed them out before the meeting started. Anybody over here?
I need a copy. Have one. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. I mostly wanted just to answer questions. Our finances are just really serious. They're really in bad shape. And y'all can just take this and pass it around wherever you want. And I'm really disturbed that it's like we have no plans for the impending doom, and the PMA majority doesn't seem to want to talk about it. And we do have another meeting scheduled tomorrow, PMB meeting, but there's an executive session for an hour and a half first, and those usually run overtime, so I'm not sure there'll be much time in the open session to discuss this or anything else, because there's other things that we'll probably be talking about too. There's no agenda out yet, so I don't know. But questions?
Yeah, I've got a question. Jerry? Okay, so but at the bottom of the page there, it says, after the PNB majority refused again in last month's PNB meeting to allow discussion of Pacifica's finance crisis, is this true, that the majority of the board is actually refusing to discuss Pacifica's financial crisis?
Yes, what I was talking about was I and a few of us in the minority faction made several attempts to add to the agenda discussion of this, and also some specific motions, and even to move the CFO report up so that we'd actually get to it, because it was way down on the agenda. And the majority voted down all those.
Okay, that obviously as an accusation would sound completely absurd and unreasonable in the majority's report. And I'd like to, Venetia's here, for instance, I'd like to hear from our members who I guess are on the majority report. Is it true that you all are refusing to allow any discussion of the quote, to allow discussion of Pacifica's financial crisis and what we might do
now, let me ask you this. I'm going to suspend this time. You directed this question not to him, but to the other two.
Well, everybody.
Bill has made this allegation, and so he's spoke as a member of the minority. So since we have some members of the so-called majority, I'd like to ask them to resist.
Okay,
this is a charge that sounds absurd.
So thank you, first of all, for referring it to as a so-called majority. Because I agree on that. So, which paragraph specifically are you talking about?
The last paragraph, the one that's emboldened, that you all have refused to allow a discussion of Pacifica's financial.
First of all, there is actually a meeting scheduled for the 14th, I believe, that is specific to discussing the financial crisis, the financial issues at Pacifica. That's scheduled for July the 14th. And as far as refusing to attend the meeting, I don't.
This is a lot of discussion.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So supposedly emails were sent out asking PNB members when they could attend this special meeting that was scheduled on the 26th. I never got that email, and I was also never called to be part of the meeting. So as far, I can only speak for myself, I didn't refuse to attend any meeting. And again, saying that no one's allowing the discussion is false. Like I said, there's a special meeting dedicated to that on the 14th of July.
Yeah, I would like to echo, too, if I may speak. I didn't receive a phone call either. And who are these people on the minority faction that aren't even PNB members? I don't understand your group. I don't understand why we weren't invited. I really need to go back and listen to see what you're saying, but it seems to me like a tool of propaganda for the minority. But then I'm making an accusation, and I'm going to step back from that. And I think it's BS.
Okay, Venetia?
Yeah,
sorry, Adriana.
Adriana.
Well, clearly, you know, it's, you see it here. People refuse. They keep talking and talking, and instead of 5 minutes, they keep adding time in order to, then they cry. I ask all of you to pay attention to the recorders. I'll see how many times everybody takes and how many times the motion goes back and forth and keep adding new motion knowing that it's not happening. But it's worse than that. With this meeting, what happened is they call a meeting.
Which was
some of us didn't, first of all, work. I mean, I never received a question if I will be able to attend that special meeting. They didn't have quorum in that special meeting. And then they decide to use the same time. They got another number that no one of us have the option to call.
Code number.
You have a phone number and a code. I mean, that is illegal by itself because it's not any open meeting that can be, if all the members doesn't have the option to go in that meeting. I didn't have the option. And what I'm, no, I mean, what?
We said 3 minutes per person, and he wants to speak, and I think you've made your point. Go ahead, one more minute. Go ahead. Do you want to continue?
He has a question. He has a whole report, and I have the right to answer. This meeting that they are talking about is just propaganda, and they brought people that were not even PNB members to that meeting. Okay? And they posted there, and they are saying, the others didn't come. No.
Yes. Okay,
she is just trying to misrepresent the entire situation.
I'm sorry, it's the chair. You are the chair?
I am the chair. I'm calling on Bill, and then I'm calling on Kevin, and then I'm calling on George, and then I'm calling on Hank.
Okay, well, I encourage you to
and
listen.
We have 1 minute apiece.
Encourage, well, you know, Dwayne said that my time was suspended, so I'm going back to my time, but I'll try to be brief. I encourage you all to listen to the PNB meeting recordings. And also ask the chair why he's refusing to allow release of the recording of the sort of what happened before the when we were trying to get quorum for that June 26th meeting. The problem with the June 26th meeting was that the majority just boycotted it, basically. You know, there were multiple emails sent to the PNB list. If you didn't get it, then you're not getting any PNB email. I sent it to the PNB list. A few people replied back saying, let's don't schedule it when there's another meeting. I sent out 3 dates. Nobody objected to the state. Absolutely nobody on the PNB. I scheduled it. It was noticed. I sent out a reminder to the PNB. Michael Novick, who's the procedure's been since February, he calls everybody. We don't call in. He calls all of us. He said he tried to call everybody. Didn't get an answer for you. You know, it's the same number you got, and you did everything you could do. You should ask if they release that recording so you know what went on then. And then Lydia Brazon, who was the IED, somehow she seemed to know there was going to be a boycott because she emailed me before the meeting. There were a couple of people who said they couldn't make it. She said if there's not quorum, sort of a veiled threat, you can't use Pacifica resources to stream a meeting that doesn't achieve quorum. Even though we've streamed working groups and task forces and other meetings in the past too. But anyway, then Tony also insisted the same thing. He's the chair of the meeting. So because of that, after about 30 minutes or more, which I hope you can listen to if they're released, if they're recording, then we agreed to hang up. We used another conference on call service. Everybody that wanted to be on the call was there. You know, you shouldn't complain because you chose not to attend the first meeting.
And we did include the directors from WBAI who've been excluded since January. And, you know, it was a working group meeting, effectively. We didn't have quorum. And we actually got some work done. We actually had a really good discussion on the suggestions. They're compiled, and that meeting audio is available too.
Bill, if this is any indication of how fairly you play, I ask you to keep your comments to 1 minute. I gave you two. Kevin?
I heard about this meeting as a non-PNB member 10 days before it happened. I mean, if I know about it, then everyone should be knowing about it. I don't. Well, can you please let me speak? I have a point of information. Why is Adriana allowed to talk one third of this meeting without being stopped?
Would you continue speaking?
All right.
You've got 1 minute.
I'm basically saying that there's a majority on the PNB who are set out to bring us to bankruptcy. There's people on this board who are a part of that majority. They mask it into civil rights language, which probably fools the dumber among us. But there is actually sulfur-inducing evil on the majority of that board, trying to bring the rest of the stations down so the California stations can survive.
Is that a report of the PME? No, it's not. Listen, I left the room. There should have been no assumptions. You were supposed to speak next. Now, what's going to happen is we've got 4 minutes left in this section, and it was a back and forth, but it was supposed to be each PMB member have a report and response to the members. Has anyone not spoken or asked the question?
Yeah,
you have a question?
Can we start with Nancy and then Teresa, because they haven't spoken a lot.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I just want to ask a quick question, Bill. Was the CFO involved in that meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, he was invited and he did participate, yes.
Okay, Hank?
George was next.
Okay. Hank?
George was next, then me.
Go ahead, George.
Well, I think we need to separate questions and interpretation from questions of what happened. I gather from Bill, what happened is, at a meeting prior to the one that's been mostly discussion, Bill or some other people made several attempts on the agenda, if I heard correctly, moving up the CFO's report, and there were two other things, I suppose. Did that happen, and did in fact the majority vote against that? That's independent of what interpretation you make about that. Did that happen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh.
Well, I just want to point out that the members of...
I didn't give a question to react.
Everybody's been allowed to speak.
Oh, hold on, Hank.
And it wasn't all questions.
My question was, as a statement of fact, is what Bill said correct, which is to say that the minority members attempted to move up the CFO's report so it would actually be considered.
Okay, in effect,
please finish.
Well, you didn't have the floor in the first place.
You asked me to speak.
I wanted a clarification of whether or not there was a question, and you clarified that in effect was a question. Now, the members who were given the question will have an opportunity to respond. Go right in.
Well, actually, can I ask Adriana and Wesley and also Bill, and that whatever instance that happened, if the majority of the people on the PNB voted to not move up the CFO's report, did we get to the CFO's report during this supposed meeting? Is my question to them.
No, it was last week. Last Thursday.
Bill first. Yes or no?
No, we didn't get
Okay. Wesley, yes or no? Did we get to it?
Of the CFO's report?
Okay, Adriana, did we get to it?
Every time we get to the CFO report, every time. And what he just said, he said, the question, I have the right to ask a question. My question is, Bill, why the CFO, you and selected people have a number to call and a call, and we didn't?
Because Lydia and Tony told us we cannot use
why
that
your
specific
meeting?
Phone number.
Your meeting.
Use that. That's the reason. That's the reason.
You're out of order. I don't want to hear from the gallery. That's 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Now, PNB members are the only ones being recognized right now, because they're going back and forth to answer questions. I believe you had an opportunity to ask that question. You asked the question. So do you have any further comments? We have 1 minute and 30 seconds left in this.
I have three questions. The first one is, are these majority-minority positions intractable? And if they're not, why do we keep hearing these words, majority-minority, and why the hell can't we get the four people from Houston to be working together to resolve this problem that we all want resolved? That's question number one. Number two, forget about the past meetings. When are the future meetings scheduled? Are you all working together, the four people from Houston? Is it being properly noticed, et cetera, et cetera? And if not, why not? And lastly, is this information about the Pacifica Foundation being produced on the air of all of the Pacifica radio stations so that our members know what the hell is going on, so that they can be alerted to the fact that this thing may go down before they even know about it?
Quickly,
if you
Bill.
Can't say yes to what I'm talking about, why not?
Quickly, well, three questions.
Hope we can start working together, and I hope that the other people on the BNB can start working together, because...
Second question.
I forget, what was number two?
Future meetings.
Future meetings, we have one tomorrow.
Third question.
But there's no agenda out, so I haven't seen... Typically, we only get the agenda just a few hours before.
Is it being announced on the air?
That would be third.
Probably not. I don't know.
Is the information about the financial distress that this foundation under...
I don't think so.
Well, why the hell not?
Answer, no, you don't think so. Next, first question, why? And can people work together? Why are they not working together, four people?
I hope that we can work together, but we need to work with facts.
Future meeting. Any future meeting scheduled?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have.
Okay, has it been broadcast, the financial problems?
I think it starts at 9, problems? Right?
You need to ask the general manager why they are not complying with the CPB.
Next, why and can the four of you work together? Oh, you may as well use the can response.
I hope we can work together.
9 p.m. it starts.
I don't know. Bill refuses to acknowledge me as a member. I think he thinks I'm illegally occupying this seat.
I didn't say anything about that.
I think we're clear about that response. There are future meetings questions, so you don't have to answer that. Third, do you believe it's been discussed, the financial depravity and bad situation that's in the
On the air?
Yeah.
No.
Right, from whom? Clarify that question.
PSAs, announcements, the manager with his...
Well, I can answer that, no.
Well, why not?
Okay, next question, Cliff.
Why can we avoid talking to Dwayne Bradley like he doesn't exist in the room?
Because it's not supposed to be a back and forth with the manager. That's
what
coming up next.
Back and forth with everybody in here.
If you look at your agenda, you'll find that there is a specific time set aside to engage the manager. Now, thank God he's here this meeting, so we'll maybe even extend his time if y'all want to. But y'all want us to go back and forth about the PNB before you get to the...
We ain't going
to
do anything about the PNB. We might be able to do something with the manager.
Okay.
And when I was on the PNB, the practice of the majority at the time was to have meetings the night before the PNB meeting to discuss strategy and how to control the meetings. Are those continuing, PNB members?
That's really not unusual.
Well,
no, excluding the minority.
Well, I'm excluded by the majority, so I don't know what they're doing.
It happens. General manager's report, 15 minutes.
Point of information, did you get the answer to your question?
General manager's report, yes. 15 minutes, please.
It's not happening. The minority is not being included.
That's really non-answer.
That's really not a point of information. Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, I also have an answer to it.
Quiet.
We have it.
Right on.
Yeah.
It ain't going to change
nothing. 9:59.
It's late.
Well, you have asked.
We have a rule. 9:59 is what one member walked in here for, and I stated that from the get. that we got a 9:59 rule.
And what time is it?
9:11.
9:11. Thank you very much.
The building's about to come down.
Deb is on Eastern Time, sorry.
Hey, that's the advantage of living in two different time zones, okay?
But it falls under the head of this day.
All right. Now, what we are is the general manager's report. I haven't started the clock yet.
The manager's report?
I believe you have the manager's report in front of you.
Thank you.
I believe that, Dwayne, when did you publish it online?
I'm
sure they have upgraded. Okay. Start.
Hey, I'm sure you have the last one
either. Monthly staff.
Yeah, we read it.
Okay. I appreciate that. I kind of contemplated putting a prize somewhere in the report just to see if anybody would actually read it all the way to the bottom and give somebody a T-shirt or something if they would called me first. I figured I might go a couple months with that shirt. But I'm really concerned about the financial situation of not KPFB so much as I am the network itself. I'm unable to get a lot of information from our national office because it doesn't seem to be a there. The CFO appears to me, from my interactions with him, to be extremely competent, and yet I don't believe he's being given the due respect that someone with his expertise has, and I don't believe that he's being cooperated with, as far as I can tell, by the majority of the PMP. I know we have two members on the National Finance Committee, Adriana and Joseph, as the treasurer from this body, are members of the National Finance Committee. And I would hope that we could get a bit more of an exposition of what's really going on from them, lacking that, and not having much success getting that through weekly meetings with the general managers and program directors and national office staff, including the executive director and the CFO and other folks at what are called the leadership level of the Pacifica hirelings. We have to report to you that I don't know if there is a New York anymore. There was no New York on this week's call. I haven't heard from the manager from New York in a month. I don't know that anybody in New York has. You try to call New York, good luck. The program director from WBAI was on our call last week on her cell phone because they haven't had telephones. Verizon cut New York off almost a month ago. That to me is, we hear people talking about the dire straits that Pacifica is in and people talking about rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Maybe I'm a little bit more pedestrian, maybe it's because I grew up watching cartoons, but I think that we are truly, at this point in time, we are Wile E. Coyote, and we've already run off the cliff. There's a little dust cloud around us, and it's dissipating, and soon we're going to see that there's a Grand Canyon below us, and we have a couple seconds left before that dust cloud dissipates to sort of pull that cartoon maneuver and maybe being able to make it back and hang on to the cliff and climb back. That's how I feel week to week to week to week, and it's been going on for a real long time. I've asked to have a separate session where there can be an actual there can actually be some straight talk where the managers and the CFO are all on the same call, all at the same time, and he can lay out some hard truths. And we can have some interaction with each other without having a dozen other people listening in on the call. And he, the CFO, and we, the general managers, can feel that we can really speak our mind with our colleagues and try and get to the bottom of what the hell we can do and if there's anything we can do to save Pacifica, because it sure doesn't seem that way to me. I am not privy to a lot of things that any of you who have ever been on the PMB have gotten to hear, because I get kicked off those calls. I'm just a hired hand. And you can say whatever the hell you want to say about me, and many of you have. And that's all fine. But, you know, I've been doing my level best for the better part of 15 years, and I've volunteered in the movement to save this radio station for this city for many, many years before that. And this is killing me to watch what's happening with KPFT because of what we, because of who we are associated with and how we have struggled so hard to fight to get this radio station back, and we immediately turned in on ourselves and created that, that, you know, mythical but very, very real circular firing squad that, that progressive movements are prone to. And we've been suffering from that for well nigh 15 years now. I don't have any answers for you. I wish you had some answers for me. But I know that we're in a world of hurt right now. I know that KPFT has $8,410 in the bank right now. And we owe bills, and we are going into a fund drive early, and we need you to sell raffle tickets, and we're hanging on to our little piece of that edge of that cliff. And I don't know that even if we excel, even if we go orders of magnitude beyond what we hope to do here in Houston, whether we can save this thing that we are part of, because I think it's that far gone. I used to jokingly talk about New York being the towering inferno. It's way beyond that. It's like ashes and cinders at this point, as far as I know. WPFW, the new guy there is doing his level best, but that place is, they have no money. They're not going to be able to pay payroll at the end of this month. They're not going to have any money to pay their health care bill. That brings at least two or three other units down with it. Okay, and you know, and that's just for those of us on the east side of the Rockies. So you know, this is not a pleasant time to be trying to keep this little old radio station that could afloat. You know, and when I hear all the acrimony in this room, when I hear the people, you know, people who we should be colleagues, and instead we're just ripping each other up, we're just casting aspersions, we're reading, you know, the worst motives into everything everybody has to say. We're seeing, you know, shadows in every corner, and everybody's seeing a conspiracy, and everybody's pointing fingers instead of lifting each other up. It you know, we're spending money we don't have to do things we can't afford to do. And, you know, okay, here's what I have suggested, and, you know, I'll go on the record and tell y'all. I think that the only solution is for us to voluntarily go into bankruptcy, and if we don't volunteer to do it, we're going to be dragged into it sooner than later, because that is nearly inevitable. And if it's not inevitable, I wish somebody who knew the finance situation and has been privy to executive sessions that I get kicked out of would tell me the truth, so that we could, you know, maybe create a little bit better morale inside the little old house where everybody's wondering what the hell's going on and how much longer we can keep doing it.
Okay,
before
Dwayne,
we pull the plug.
We're at 7.5 minutes of your 15, so I want to take
about
We can't extend it. 4 minutes, but we've got a certain 9:30 time we're going to go to.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to go ahead and maybe use these next 10 minutes, which will give you a total of 20 maybe. And have questions around the table.
Okay, thanks.
All right, well, talking about recognition, I think we should give Dwayne Bradley recognition for some honest talk. I mean, that's the type of stuff that I want to hear about instead of all this little stuff. I mean, bless everybody's heart, but what difference does it make if somebody's a member for another month, I mean, on the board for another month or two, or whether someone can go to the station or not go to the station? How does all this type of little shit matter, excuse the word, If what Dwayne is saying is correct, that we need to be talking on this level, even at this board, even if this whole thing is going down, instead of all this little piddly stuff? And I think it's a disgrace if Dwayne Bradley says he doesn't have the access to the info, and we have board members here. I don't care whether the majority, the minority, or whatever. I mean, why don't you all have meetings with Dwayne so he can find out, even if the news is bad? I mean, it's not the ranging. That's this whole thing is a relatively new board member drives me crazy. I mean, bills, people claiming that various factions are trying to bankrupt the organization on purpose and whatever, and both sides are claiming more or less the same thing. That's the important stuff, not all the little stuff that happens here. And I think it's a disgrace that Dwayne Bradley actually can't get access to the finances.
And is there any of our, I would ask our board members, is there some reason why, even though you don't have all the numbers, you can't give them to Wayne Bradley? That's all.
Okay.
We don't have it.
To the two seniors. Go ahead, and then you can.
Well, the first thing is, remember, we have every Wednesday. They have more information than the one that we have. Every Wednesday, they have the call, the leadership meetings, that they have all the general managers, the CFO, the executive director, the directors from, or the manager from PRI and the affiliates. And the good thing here is, he's refusing some of the information too. I don't have, I'm still asking for information. What information he doesn't have? He talked to the CFO every Wednesday. What do I mean? Who's refusing giving him information? Maybe you can volunteer who's refusing that, and I will take care that that will not happen anymore. But put yourself in the same situation and answer questions.
1 minute, Bill.
Well, the most disturbing thing is there's no plan. There's nothing secret because there's no, well, we haven't heard it anyway. And I have no plans to deal with any of this stuff. I assume Lydia is sharing information with you. If not, I'll be glad to send you what I get from our CFO. We're not getting anything from Lydia. But I mean, it's basically public, you know, CFO reports and financial statements and stuff like that. I assumed you were getting that. But if not, I'll be glad to send it to you.
Next.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
With all due respect, Mr. Bradley, when I came in to, as a board member, you were one of the first people, in fact, the first person that approached me with negative things about different people on the board, which I didn't even know. I would like to say that because it's true, and you're not the only one. Grant that, you're not the only one, but you were the first one that approached me. Me being you and not knowing anything, that was not a good impression. And secondly, I think you have always been involved in the financial part of it. At least you've always provided us with these, and even with other financial people that were involved, you've always been involved, so I don't know why you're saying that you're not involved. Is there something that you don't know that you didn't really say in that time?
There are multiple layers of things that I don't know, and there are things that I can't say and won't say in a public session, certainly. The largest part of it is the inability of, since we are tied to each other financially and we've been witnessing the network deteriorating for years now, not getting straight information from CFOs, from executive directors, and from national board members who are privy to meetings with legal counsel. I'm talking more at the national level than here on the local level.
Well,
sure,
that's what,
I've been involved
well, we
in our budget.
We need to know that you're talking more on the national level because it gives the impression
it
that
didn't sound.
Just the people here at KPFT. And, I mean, this isn't the first time that we're falling short. This has been happening for years.
I was up, my hand was up.
I'm going around the table, so I don't know if
I mean,
I'm going to get over there because of the 9:30 constraint. Now,
since
I alternated going back and forth this table. Now, are there any other questions on this side?
I'm sorry.
I can go back to 2002 when I'm talking about how we fought to get this and have been fighting since.
It's been going on for at least, I've been here for, this is my third time on the board, and it was going on before me, so it's not just this board or this financial chair or maybe the next one. It's been going on for a long time, so it's
right.
Finally collapsing. It's correct.
Right, and my conclusion is that we struggled, we fought, we built these unwieldy bylaws that were going to be built by very damaged, hurt people who were righteously hurt, and built 50 pages worth of stuff that were going to make it impossible for anybody to be hurt the way we had been hurt in the 90s, and built it very well, and have made this thing impossible to fix, and have created essentially a new form of government that doesn't work.
The next question.
Which has started with old members.
I'm going to have to go to the next question.
I just have a, I don't expect you to necessarily have the most accurate answer in the world. When we're looking at the collapse of our New York station, just your opinion, and if you don't get it right, that says one thing, but what did they do wrong?
That's a good question.
They negotiated an extension to the lease of the Empire State Building in the dark and saddled Pacifica with an escalator clause of debt that is killing us on top of the previous lease that had been engaged in to move from Hell's Kitchen to Wall Street, which was also a financial burden from hell that was a 15-year long-term note that we only got out of because Hurricane Sandy beat the shit out of that building and allowed an escape clause to be used. Otherwise, we'd still be under that one, too. So those two things, I think, which were, you know, built by the first one by people long before any of us in this room were involved, and the second one was done by people who were on the national board.
Next question. Yes.
So here it says that you collected 70% of the budget goal for listener support this year. Is that referring to up until December of this year?
It's no, this is for the... No, we talk in fiscal years.
Okay.
Up until what month? July?
The fiscal year ends on September 30th. No.
Is that relative to your question that you collected 70% and there's 2 months left in the fiscal year? You understand that? Okay.
There's three, actually.
About 3 months left in the fiscal year. Next question.
I would like to know if we can have access to the phones either a week before or a week after the fund drive.
The mini that he's referring to?
Yeah, the upcoming mini fund drive. So that we can call whomever the development office recommends that we call to solicit, and can you direct the people who are answering the phones to, if they are willing, to make outgoing phone calls when the phones are not ringing, so that they are soliciting money from a list of people that you think are likely to present money to KPFG?
Certainly, I will talk to Robin Lewis about that, and you're welcome to talk to her as well, Ted, as you have.
Is there a motion to extend? It's going to require two-thirds. If I hear a motion to extend, let's have a vote. It requires two-thirds present. Those in favor, raise your hands.
One behind you.
Why?
You need door with me.
That's the problem when you don't sit at the table, but I got you.
Oh, the hell with you.
Well, how the hell can I see behind you then?
I heard the rush.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I count 12. Those opposed? One, motion carries. 2, 3, 4, motion carries.
How much time are we extending?
I thought it was 13.
No, we need two-thirds. Now, that motion was to extend, but again, it was a flawed motion because it wasn't a motion to extend for a certain time. So let's try it again.
Is this a motion to extend the whole meeting?
The motion to extend this report. This time. Motion to, that's why we're going through this exercise, Mr. White. We need a two-thirds vote to extend, or we're going back to our agenda. Now, that you understand, how many minutes do you want to extend?
10 minutes.
Motion to extend 10 minutes. Those in favor, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Those opposed?
2, 3, 4.
Motion carries. All right. Now, 10 minutes on the agenda here. Yeah. We're going. Is that right?
I answered Ted.
I had a question.
Oh, you answered.
Go ahead. Me right in the middle. But I have another question. Ted, why did you say no? You don't want to expand. You want to go in the
truth. Oh, come on.
All right, next, that's the question is to be to the manager, not to the member.
Oh, okay.
So the next person, go right ahead.
Me?
Where? Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going around the table, if you've noticed, clockwise, consistently, for consistency. Next person. Well, clockwise, counterclockwise is different.
Still around the table.
Okay,
maybe
tell me
what you
in Australia.
I'm trying. Tell me when I can talk.
Well, when everybody else want to get out, when we're going clockwise, back clockwise, counterclockwise, go right ahead. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I have some questions. First of all, about the membership, where this number come from. The second thing, you just talked about the problems at the national level that is happening in all the other stations. And we have from the CFO that you said that give the right information. KPFD is in the same situation. It said here that you owe $23,768 in central services. If we don't have the money, why you keep hiring people illegally against the director of the national of the CMB? And the second question is, you said before, and you talk again about bankruptcy and receivership, do you have in mind, like you said, the other open arms of another like-minded 501c3 to broadcast another day to buy KPFD? Do you have some money in mind?
Do I?
Yeah, at this point. Yeah.
I wish I was another 501c3, but
okay.
I'm not.
Okay. But,
to address your other two questions, if you give me that courtesy, you're mistaken about the central services. You know, they've changed the way they do central services, and it used to be that we would be getting billed in July for the amount of funds that we raised in June. Now people above my pay grade back a year or two ago changed the rules of engagement and went with an average over three previous years worth of fund drives and income levels as a way to allow the national office to have an expectation of certain income. So now we're getting averaged out to half of that 22,000 and change you're talking about per month. So 11,000 something per month is what we owe in central services, mm-hmm. And that's just a set amount. And they want it by the first of each month. Now, so we, when you were given that information, we may have been late in sending in the June ones, but the June ones have been sent in now. And yeah, we have not sent in the July ones yet, and we will by the end of July.
You don't know anything.
I know that we are 11,000 and a few dollars, whatever that amount exactly is, you probably have it right there. In central service, it's a 17% levy to the Pacifica National Office. The 2.5% to the Pacifica Radio Archive, similarly averaged out in advance, we have forwarded that to Pacifica Radio Archive. That's a little under $1,600.
Does that answer your question, ma'am?
And in terms of illegal hires, your question about illegal hires, I think, is a bit specious. There have not been any illegal hires at KPFT, and I kind of resent your implication.
Follow up?
I have a question about the membership, I'm sorry. Steve.
The membership number is a member that's a number that's pulled out of the Mensa's database and is given to me by my development director, Robin Lewis, and that is the membership count as of the 11th day of July.
Oh, 11th day of July. Okay.
How much? How many?
7,047.
We have a bunch of members in June.
There were a lot of people pledged at the last minute. Some folks are in this room.
More than 1,000 since June 30th now.
Paid.
That's what I'm saying.
Or rejoin.
All right. How many paid? Okay. Next.
I was going to pass, but the main problem, as you pointed out, seems to be. Nationally, with the
Network Foundation. Other than bankruptcy, does anyone have any brilliant plans to save the day?
None that I've been privy to, sadly.
But let me come back to Clint and I'll come to you. Go ahead. Your question.
You said something curious. You said something about illegal hires and all that crap. But is there some kind of edict going through Pacifica saying no hiring new people?
Yeah, yes. There's a hiring freeze.
How do you get around it?
How do we?
Yeah.
We get permission from the CFO and the ED.
Do you think that's a good idea? If we're that broke, we're that down to
well,
the wire?
The allegation is related to our membership coordinator, which is a position that's vital to the operating of the radio station. And this is all about Chris Whaley getting hired when Lydia moved away to Colorado. I mean, this is not like a new jobs being invented or anything.
Yeah, my question's answered because he's making me sort of look at it my way.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't it true that, and have you looked at what most non-profit businesses do and most for-profit businesses do when it comes to operating under very financially stressful situations, and that is cut personnel, put some personnel on part-time, and do what essentially every single business in this country has done since time immemorial. Since time immemorial. I had a program on KPFT for 2 years at a time when there was only a part-time general manager and hardly any other staff, and there were no, of course, expenses as far as going toward what is now being one out of every $2 goes to salaries and the health benefits as well. That's on this sheet going back years, and it's on the current budget for May. $48,000 was expended for salaries out of the $84,000 in expenses. So my question to you is, isn't that obvious? There is an alternative to delivering up KPFT, a community-sponsored, non-corporate-sponsored radio station, to the bankruptcy receiver who then destroys essentially what is the mission and the democratic governance of this radio station. Don't you agree that's an alternative?
Certainly is, and we have.
Thank you. You answered that question. You answered that question. Do you agree that's an alternative?
Right.
I have a
yes.
Second question. May I have
the
follow-up?
Right,
yeah. Okay, I have a second question. I have a second question. I asked and you answered it. I have a second question. I have a second question. Now, in agreeing that that is an alternative way of bringing businesses and nonprofit and this nonprofit radio station into viability in terms of finances, isn't it true that during your position as and especially during the past 7 years, the membership has gone down? And that is a financial basis that needs to be built up. We've gone from a peak of 10,000 paying members in 2009, sir, to now what hovers around 7,000 members. That's a decline. That's a decline of 30%. Any other CEO of any other nonprofit or for-profit business would have been cut and would have been replaced with fresh leadership that proves themselves capable of helping to turn this station around.
Now,
station around. The question is, don't you agree that decline in membership from 10,000, a peak of 10,000 members, that I think it was even before 2009, was it 2005? That it reached a peak of 10,000 members, and it now is down to 7,000. Isn't that one of the reasons for a decline in the financial base?
This will be the last response.
The
question,
well,
the question is clear. Is the answer yes or no?
This is not a yes or no question. The answer to your question is that this is a multi-dimensional effect.
Oh, you're saying no.
This. 1 minute left in this time.
The decline in membership is not one of them.
The entire universe of people who use radio has declined. The people who listen to public radio has declined. Everybody who's been tuning into national public radio, that has been a declining universe. We are operating a dinosaur technology in a new millennia.
By 33%?
And you are talking from a dinosaur technology.
By 33%?
And we've also suffered $150,000. We're losing $411 every day because the people who run this network at the national board level, four of whom are in this room, along with the CFO and the ED, cannot get a damn audit produced to send off to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Talk about low-hanging fruit. Do you mind having your tax dollars not come back to Houston? We've lost $495,000 in 3 years. That's not on me. I've done every damn thing KPFT needed to do, every hoop that I could jump through, every survey that I needed to fill out, everybody at CPB I could talk to. We can't get that money. That's our money. That's my money. Even some of it might be yours.
That was non-responsive. Thank you.
Come on. Okay, the curtain.
Move on.
And the response, because you don't like it?
Yeah,
come on. It doesn't have to be disrespectful.
You don't have to be disrespectful. Yeah, what you're just doing right now.
You've been yelling at people all night.
Come on. Sir, you're not one to talk. So, the bottom line is, we've expended the time for this. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. We're trying to get everybody going to suffer the inconvenience, but we're trying to get everybody going
right
now. Working hard all the time. Hey, you got that man out of his dungeon. Thank you. I'm feeling better, but
Mr. Lark.
It's feeling better.
Mr. Chair.
All right,
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Can I have a 1 minute recess?
Okay, sure you can. Go right ahead.
What are you doing to make money for the station?
Wait. Sir, you out of office.
We're at recess.
You out of office.
We're at recess.
He has a recess. We're not at recess. So, the bottom line is, we got business.
What a
You've been pretty good tonight, so don't digress now.
Okay? No, I've been excellent
All right.
compared
now,
to you.
Now, having said, it's important that we do not necessarily like each other, but we're going to respect each other. Now, the standing, the orders of the day is a chair's report, which we're not going to have. And now we're into the executive session, which we postponed for 10 minutes. And we ask those who are visitors or members to please leave the room so that we can go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, we didn't really finish going around, and this is really important. I move to extend 5 minutes.
Well, sir, I don't believe you got that motion. Does that motion have a second? Okay, yes. Let's just vote the motion.
Friendly amendment.
No,
friendly amendment. Let's extend
10 minutes.
Okay, all right, 10 minutes. All right.
That's
Mr. Chair. Can we vote?
No.
I second. It's clear everybody wants the money. I mean, wants the time.
What that means is you're supposed to be quiet. That's what that means. Don't be quiet for me. If you want to leave, leave. But don't think you're going to disrupt the rest of the meeting. Now, we're in executive session. We ask that you please leave.
I thought we were going to vote on the motion.
Motion.
Mr. Chair, we have
you can wait for your party outside.
No, sir.
There's a motion on the table.
We had a motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Which is seconded.
I'll deal with your motion. Okay?
Well, you don't make them leave.
So the bottom line is we've got one member who is absent. Could you get her in here and say she doesn't need...
I'm with building services. I've just
restored the air.
Well, it feels good already.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, it's cooler in here, man. Thank you.
I'm working on it. I'm going to go to the top and work myself down.
We're all back.
It's down to
82 minutes. The majority seem to want more time.
Maria, what kind of money have you ever brought in? I believe the number is zero. Well, they're talking.
You don't know, and you don't need to know.
Because you don't do anything.
You don't know what it does.
I want to the meeting is not over yet, okay?
The Latino community.
Conduct yourself, Ms. If you get drug into these little sidebars, you'll never really know what's going on. That's the tactic. But what I'd like is for you to pay attention to the orders of the day. When that bell is rung, it's only for civility to come back to order. And what we have on the agenda is a motion to extend that's been seconded. It requires 2/3. So now let's vote. For those in favor of extending, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
To extend the manager's
time.
To extend the manager's time. Yes.
Q&A part.
Those who oppose.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It does not pass.